and vocal. We have different chairs, and my chair is, well, it's like two planes of plastic, you know, mm-hmm. and most of them are just black, you know, but there's a couple of special ones, and so those chairs belong to people, and my chair, I have my chair, it's black on yellow, it's like a bumblebee, and so... What I did is I put my initials on it, AB, and like...
You guys have ownership issues.
Oh, yeah.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
And welcome to another episode of Comic Popping Manga Style, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
Jonathan,
and today we are going to be looking at The Sacred Blacksmith, story by Iso Miyori, the art by Kitoro Yamada, the publisher is Seven Seas, and the copyright is 2013. There you go, Miss April.
Thanks. He's handing me the book.
Basically, just to give the real quick gist of this, and it's a fairly simple storyline, mm-hmm. and we
just
can
read
do
the back.
A description on the back, is the adventure begins. Like her father and grandfather before her, Cicely Campbell has entered the noble ranks of the Night Guard, sworn to protect the independent trade city of Houseman. Now the time has come for Cicely... Now the time has come for Cicely to prove herself in battle. A veteran of the Great Vabanini War goes berserk in the marketplace. Cicely confronts him with the prized sword she inherited from her father, and it shatters to pieces. All seems lost when a lone figure swoops to the rescue, an expert swordsman with a sword unlike any Cicely has ever seen. His name is Luke Ainsworth, a blacksmith of much renown, who will forge a new sword for Cicely and join her down a path of magical adventure beyond her wildest dreams. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go.
Totally Louis's phone going off during
right,
that. Nobody can laugh because dad's still talking.
You guys didn't hear anything.
Oh, that was so good. Well, it's going to be in this because
right.
I don't want dad to
podcast first
that.
Right there is somebody's cell phone going off.
No, not the first by any stretch.
Oh. First time for me.
But you know, mine's never gone off.
True. I leave mine in the car. So
I'm hasn't. Responsible.
It hasn't. So by the back of the book, you can see that Cicely and Luke are the two main characters. Cicely's kind of a
airhead,
a little bit of an airhead.
Yeah, but
she's
an airhead with the right intentions.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got
don't know.
Spirit.
I think she seemed kind of perverted to me.
Because
every time somebody would say something, somebody would say something, she'd have the wrong idea.
Well, that's part of her nativity.
She's
naivety. Can't say that word.
Naivety.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like,
it's Christmas time.
Nativity scene. It's because of the dang sheep. Yeah, I think it's also it shows like a naive, childlike
right.
personality to me, and I didn't mind it because, you know, some of the stuff, you know, she didn't notice until somebody pointed it out, and then she gets.
Mm-hmm.
You blushing everywhere, and then she's, you know, uncomfortable and
well,
all that.
It's just like, he'll say something, And she'll go, he said, what? What?
Yeah.
She's real sensitive about her body and how she looks because she's full figured and she kind of takes umbrage if somebody mentions something. So sometimes she'll take some words out of context where they're not really meaning anything and think they're commenting about her figure, which she's really particular about because of her features.
She's just really uncomfortable with it. Yeah.
I figure she's probably 16, 15, 16.
I get 17 out 17? Of her. Yeah.
Okay. And then Luke Ainsworth, he's probably, I would say, 19.
I would say 19,
yeah.
Too.
And he's kind of the mysterious character. Doesn't say a whole lot.
And he's hot.
Brooding. And he's hot. I'm secure enough. He's hot.
No. And he's hot.
Even though it's a cartoon.
Dark and brooding, man. That's what we were watching. Sorry, we watched Blended the other day, and I think his name was Jake or Jack.
I think so.
The love interest of Adam Sandler's character's first daughter was like the brooding, you know, cheekbones, like a white kid. And I was just like, hot. And there's like this dance scene and he's just like on his phone, like not talking. And I was like, oh my God, look at him brood.
That's
a way to get the girls, evidently.
That's right.
But we had come to part this world is a fantasy world, and it's kind of divided up into three different powers. Mm-hmm. We have the Empire, the Crowd Powers, which I'm not sure what that's about, and the Militant Nation. And then you have all these independent trade cities kind of pockmarked here and there. And this one, of course, is about the independent trade city Houseman. And because of this war of 40 years ago was a demon war, and everything was, they finally ended the war, so they've had peace, and now all of a sudden, 40 years later, we have a new demon rising up. And of course, the back of the book kind of talks about Sicily battling this veteran demon, and her sword is a kind of like a broadsword, and it shatters. And Luke has a katana,
but she's never seen the katana,
which is rare, apparently.
Rare.
And well, it's the whole Asian in general is rare.
True. But she freezes, thinks she's going to be killed, and Luke steps in.
Steps in and takes over.
I'm the hero.
And then she does the typical female thing, gets on her knees and begs him to make a sword.
Which could be taken off.
I'm going to take that wrong because we're talking about taking things wrong. And I hate you.
Which is kind of what the book does, though. That's an example of what Jonathan was saying.
I got to tell you, though, I got to this part. You know, where misconstrued, you know, words. And I must say that it's the people around her that take it wrong. And then, because she doesn't know it, that's how they hear it. And then she sees their reaction. Then she, like, thinks about it. And she's like, oh, I did not mean to say that, you know.
Well, there's a couple of times where she is the one who is thinking bad things.
Well, maybe not bad things, just it enters her mind.
Right.
Because of the situation. But like Jonathan said, she begs Luke to make her a sword, but she has no money. Mm-hmm. She's a knight of the city, but she's just a beginning knight, has no money at all. And basically she says, he says no, says get out of here. And his assistant called Lisa, who's a small demon, kind of talks her into saying, well, try this direction. And she goes back and says, well, you follow me along on my duties and see if I'm worthy
to help me for a little bit.
Do a sword and then make my sword if you deem me worthy enough. And that's kind of where the first book kind of ends. And it's just kind of like the humor ensues after that in future issues that we won't try to get into.
Yeah, well, I like it. I think it's really funny.
I think that Luke might have some demon blood in him as well from some of the things that he's done.
Well, we know the katana is a spirited weapon, a spirit weapon of some type.
Right.
Because they talk about it will cut through almost anything.
Any metal is like it cuts through any metal or whatever.
But also he can make a blade, forge it.
Well, is that...
And like in thin air.
I don't know if that's him.
Yeah, which is a long him, mantra.
Or is it Lisa helping out as well?
I haven't seen it. I didn't see
Okay, because
Lisa
I know Lisa is...
That's a
minor.
That's what I see too. I see like she's assistant, of course. So right. I'm pretty sure.
So I'm wondering if she's kind of helping.
Well, she's kind of standing on the side while he's doing it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where April's getting. She might be helping him because the mantra that he does for the blade that you described,
right?
Because he has a hilt, and then I was like a katana lightsaber comes out. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the mantra is like, it's like 4 panels long. You're like, dude, by the time you finish saying that, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
But that's kind of normal.
I think that's where Cicely comes in, too.
Yeah.
Because Cicely's, while he's doing that, Cicely's fighting.
True.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's the one thing that kind of irked me, was that for Cicely to be so proud of her family and so proud of her being, and, you know, so honorable and everything, to her not having as much skills as I would have thought she'd have. I mean, I don't expect her to be like Luke, you know, out there kicking butt. I don't mind her not seeing that, but she's complete novice. Almost like she's almost never picked up a sword. And I'm like, if she is who this book's trying to portray her as, she would have been, as a little girl growing up, she would have been practicing and she would have been on it.
And I think she has is just this first novel doesn't go into it as much because her grandfather or her father was the founder of the knighthood for Houseman because he didn't become the governor, he became the protector, and that was basically her end to the training. And I think to a degree she has been, but it just doesn't reach that in the first novel book, not novel, sorry, first manga.
What? I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't listening, were you?
No. Well, I found this part. I found the part where it started making the katana, and Lisa is helping him with it.
Okay.
And she's off to the side. She's kind of like in the middle, like working it with him.
I'm talking about the same manga because it's been a while since I read it, but isn't it like how you say how you don't like her, how she's not as skilled as you think?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's like later on, I guess she, of course, like in every book or whatever, she gains that knowledge.
A little bit, yeah. She starts to get better, you know. And
I did notice, I don't know if it's like I said, this one has been a while since I read it, but like doesn't she have like a hidden power where like I guess when she is motivated enough, that's when she's like starts getting...
Well, I mean, I don't know how to talk about that without...
If she gets mad or really in a tight pinch, her personality kind of reverts and she is a more centered person and she will fight harder. I think that's kind of what you're...
Yeah,
I just see that as like, the passion thing, you know, she's got all that. Well, I don't know. Should we talk about her getting the demon sword?
It's in the second volume.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it.
They haven't read about it.
Yeah, no, we're not.
No, I haven't read it.
Sorry, I don't know this. I didn't give enough away. Okay.
No.
That's fine. Well, because that changes, you know, how I would see the question. But, yeah, I mean, I like her in general, and I really like Luke, you know, when he's got a glass eye.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He does.
Yes.
And I like Lisa. I like it. I think it's, like, fun and light, and there's hints of romance in it, you know, that'll get the girls going. Mm-hmm.
And there's some comedy into it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more comedy than anything.
See, that's why I enjoyed it. Because, like, for me, I would watch anime like crazy. But a manga, I guess, it takes some time to read. Even though it's almost identical kind of sometimes, you know, the manga. Right.
Heck, I can read, like, but, dear God, I don't know how much manga I've read in a day.
I guess I have a select genre that I like because this one was really, really good, you know?
Right.
And sometimes when I read another one, I guess sometimes it's too much drama or sometimes too much love. But I guess like this one, like it had action, it had comedy, it had everything. So it was like well balanced.
That's what
well
I like too. Yeah, it had the, like the comedy light romance deal for the girls, but also the... It was action adventure driven.
You guys are going to hate me for what I'm going to say now. I found it boring.
Really?
Oh, I did not like this one. I probably will not read the second volume.
Man.
You know, I loved it so much that I was actually going to buy the anime. I was looking online.
Oh, there's the anime's out?
Yeah, it's over at Hastings. I saw it.
We need to get on that.
Well, they don't have it anymore because when I went this weekend.
They just had it on Thursday. I saw it on Thursday.
I went this week and I couldn't see it.
It's because somebody bought it because it's so good.
I like it a lot,
really. So you didn't like it, Jonathan?
I found it boring.
Oh, wow.
See, I thought the comedy kept it going.
Which is
yeah, exactly.
kind of unnatural for me because I'm like, oh, I like that, or I like that. But this one, I just...
I think if they kept this as a straight-up fantasy, I don't think it would work as good. But because to me, the comedy kind of helps it along.
I feel, well, for me personally, the guy adventure fantasy isn't my first tee, so that would have been boring to me. Mm-hmm. You know?
I guess that because there is a little bit of comedy in there, I'm not a big comedy fan. So
really?
That's strange.
That's what makes that's the, like the anime
that's
or the manga
weirdest
the best.
Genre to not like. I mean, it's all right, but
there are some comedies that I'll get into, but like most comedies, I'm like, really? They say this is funny? Really?
So you like the more serious reads?
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. For me, it's funny. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if they did in this one, but usually when they do those different types of, when they draw them different, you know, and they have those weird
faces.
Oh,
yeah,
faces
the
too.
Little chibis.
Yeah, yeah, like the little faces they make, you know, and I'm like, oh, that was what makes it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the chibis distract me. That's a little much.
To me, for comedy, I love comedy in manga and anime and comedy in general. But for my manga and anime, it has to have a solid storyline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have a place it's going. If it's just straight up comedy, you know, I won't like it. Like there's no purpose for me.
Like I said, for me this one was well balanced, you know, with the adventure and the little bit of comedy, a little bit of romance, and but
there's no hint that there's going to be an overarching story. It's just her adventures and him following to make sure she's worthy before he will make the sword. And whether there will be a main story later on, I'm not sure. But right now, it's just small adventures kind of contained to one book. And the cover, I mean, it has Cicely on the cover, and she's kind of in a jumping pose where she's kind of jumping off of a ledge. But it's still kind of, to me, lighthearted. It's not a, like,
because it's not dark.
Kind of a, you know, just, fun.
I think it describes it pretty good.
I guess that's what I was kind of missing. They wanted to put into effect all these demons and everything, and it wasn't dark at all. Like, when I think demons, I'm like,
You want the dark?
I want the dark. I want the horror. I want something. And this just did not have that.
It's kind of like me with Revival. He's having the same problem. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And this one, you can almost call Cicely a Mo character, which a Mo character has, for people that aren't familiar with the terminology, a Mo character is a Japanese character, whether it's a boy or girl, has large eyes. They're naive. So the reader and somebody within the story is usually a father figure and wants to protect them. And this, to me, that's what Cicely is a Mo type character. And some people don't enjoy that. I mean, you're not alone, Jonathan. Some people dislike Mo characters. And
in
that'll
general.
Turn them off completely just by that. So, but it's, there also is one thing that does have nudity within it. It is rated 16 and older.
Well,
it does contain some nudity.
It does, but it doesn't really
that's
show
a good,
anything.
That's a good rating.
But just be aware, because it is a Japanese manga, different culture, they will show some of the nudity and some of the more language. So you'll have to be aware of that as well. And there are some readers that it doesn't bother them. Some readers it does. It just kind of, depends on who you are. Plus, depends on where you're at.
There is one thing that I liked throughout this whole story, and this is the only thing that I liked. I liked that she said that she would not give up the hilt of her father's sword after it got broken.
Oh, yeah, and she chained it onto her belt.
That was, to me, that was really, really an honorable thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which might be a foreshadowing.
Oh, I don't know.
Luke is like that, too. He has his rare katana, and he has a hilt.
Does he?
Because he has that demon sword.
I don't know.
The sword, that light sword.
I can't remember.
So that might be a little bit of foreshadowing that maybe she might be getting a similar sword. And April already mentioned she kind of gets a demon sword as well in future issues.
Darn it.
I
was totally
going
to leave that out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I can take
that's why I left
that
pause before I asked you.
Okay.
To make it easier on you because I'm conscientious.
It's no big deal. I can still take it out. But this one, the artwork.
I love this artwork, especially the fight scenes.
It's
there was
probably more of a, this would be a Sojo look for girls. Rurouni Kenshin look, yeah. I can see that, Rurouni Kenshin. But it's more of a smoother line than a hard edge line.
Yeah.
Rounded characters.
It's pretty. It's not shoujo pretty.
No.
But it's.
But it's not nice hard edge at. Lines. Hard. Yeah. Or, I mean, it's curved and flows. It has a flow to it.
I love the fight scenes art. I mean, I'm going to flip to one real quick, which is like really cool. I think they had like ice was what they dealt with.
I believe so.
And that one just like they have like a full view picture, which I think was so cool. And just, you know, in general, I thought the ice looked really amazing.
Yeah, I thought the whole book was pretty good. You know, it wasn't, the whole book wasn't, I guess, all chibi-ized or all too realistic or too cute. It's just...
True.
Yeah, and I like how they don't, you know, sometimes with stupid girls, and she is, she's a stupid girl. Sometimes in a manga or anime, they focus too much on that, and it really turns me off because I'm like, God, I don't care. You know, she's so stupid. But this one is like she just so happens to be like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't focus on it.
See, for once, I'm going to agree with you on what you on one of the things that you said, except for the last part.
Okay.
Wow.
Because that's what kind of turned me off, was that she was so stupid. That,
yeah.
And it's like, all right, I'll finish reading this one, but after this one, I'm done. I'm no more.
I can see that, how she would. I think I would have thought the same thing, except for her drive and
exactly,
her,
that's why I liked it, too. You know, see, that's what made her
want
her.
To be good and...
And him, Luke, rebuffing her almost all the time. He's kind of that way with everybody, though. Even Lisa, he's kind of...
Pushes them.
Yeah, pushes them away to a degree. So we'll probably be getting his backstory at some point in time. Mm-hmm. But and probably more of Cicely's backstory as well, because they give it to a little bit to a degree, but I can see if they're needing to do part of a story where discusses both of their backgrounds, they can go a little bit more in depth. Or they could just leave it and just have it be the fun romp that it is, because that's kind of... Kind of what it is to me is like a fun romp. It's lighthearted enough that it's serious that you can take it seriously, but lighthearted enough you get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah.
I was probably, example would be in a movie wise, probably Bad Boys. It's kind of serious but funny.
Yeah.
Because it's not slapstick humor per se in the book. It's just humor that happens to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
And the snide remarks that people are doing either behind her back and she overhears, or she accidentally says something that people
will take the wrong.
Right. Yeah. Unless anybody else has anything, I think that's about it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Basically, to me, I say smaller libraries will need to make sure about their patrons and community.
The nudity in there, it's not much, and it's not very detailed.
Yeah, it's not really, it's not bad.
But it's there.
Yeah.
You know, and for sometimes just it being there is the problem, you know.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah.
And just to go back for just a moment, on some of the art pages that April was showing us, they're what you would call splash pages. It's where you have the two pages spread out, and it's one picture across the whole page. Yeah. So there are several of those throughout the book that April was kind of showing us earlier, so... To give you an idea of what she was commenting on. And they have quite a few that are nice, or just one single page spread that's nicely drawn.
Mm-hmm.
But for medium and larger size libraries, I think go ahead and pick it up and put it within your collection.
Yeah.
Again, if you're a school, probably not. I mean,
you better
kick this out and they would probably
you're going to get a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably. Or if nothing else, a challenge.
PG-13 in Japan is different than over here. So.
True.
Oh, yeah.
But this is one, like I said, The Sacred Blacksmith is the title. Who's the publication? Seven Seas is the publication. They're $13.99. Excuse me. They're $13.99. A little bit oversized than a regular manga.
I enjoy that. I love the. So,
yeah, it was
kind of makes it nicer because you can see the artwork better.
Yeah,
it was a nice size, you know.
I can't remember what the exact.
You have Tekken Times behind you. Ruler.
Yeah, put it on top of it.
Yeah, but I don't know the measurements.
But put it on top of it. It's a little taller and a little.
About an inch taller and an inch wider.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's skinnier. It doesn't include as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like these better because they can.
Show more of the art.
I love it when they do the like super packs, like 1 through 6. It's just a humongous one huge manga. I mean, because honestly, mangas are so small, and I read through them so fast. You know,
and sometimes it's even good for like for people who are collecting, and that way they don't have to
spend all that money.
Exactly,
on,
you know, they already buy cheaper. 1 through 6, you know, $20 True. Or mm-hmm. $10 instead of you bought all 6 for like $50 or exactly
15 or something.
And
yeah.
on some of the older books, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to go back and get those large books, 2-in-1s or 3-in-1s. But mm-hmm. for series like this that are just beginning, you got to do the individual books.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
then after a while, they'll package it up. If it sells good enough.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they make money, you know. Get the 1, 2, and 3 or whatever, how far they're going to go. And then
get them hooked. Reel them in.
I know I was hooked on that, like, for sure. I'm pretty sure
I
would want
yeah,
to read the
I
second
read
one.
Straight into it. I loved it.
So I think that will probably do it for us for this go-around. We appreciate everybody listening. We've been having fun. Hope everybody's been having fun out there. We'll catch you the next go-around.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.